marriage will be as it always was between a father and mother. I noticed Connor said in his package that this has been going on for decades. It hasn't. It's been driven forward by like an express train. And I think an awful lot of people in the country are wondering, because as I go around in Galway and elsewhere, people have lots of goodwill towards gay people, but they cannot understand why this issue and why the government seems to keep bringing forward these issues for which there isn't necessarily a groundswell of support. Like, for example...
Well, the polls would suggest that there is a groundswell of support for this particular referendum. People are very reluctant to say that they're against equality, and the proponents of this referendum say it is all about equality.
Well, I think the title Marriage Equality is somewhat misleading, and that's partly, I think, why people will say yes, because I think so far as they've thought about it at this stage...
This is Dr. John Murray from the Iona Institute, which is currently the main organisation against
the Constitution was written. It's been there since the founding of the state.
And it Roman Catholic organisation between a man and a woman.
But there's an understanding because of the article in the family and the law of the land that it is a union of a man and a woman. That's why this referendum has been put forward, to change that, to get rid of that idea. I mean, if that wasn't there at all, there'd be no need for any referendum to try and change
that. But we have been redefining marriage over the last number of decades. Marriage is unrecognisable as a construct now.
No, I don't think that's true. If you look at marriage down through the centuries, from Shakespeare.
Well, let's stick with the last couple of decades.
Into the Bible times and in other cultures as well. One of the most constant things that we see is the male-female thing. If you read anything from history at all and it mentions marriage, you know what it's talking about, because that word has had that meaning. Now, of course, it has some things that change, but some things stay the same. And we have to ask ourselves why.
Well, most countries, certainly a majority of countries in Western Europe, do facilitate same-sex marriage. Why should we be out of step with that?
No nation has yet voted for this.
Not in this referendum, but legislation has been put through.
I have to come back to something that Ronan said, that the government is kind of ramming this down people's throat. That's actually not true. Actually, when the government was formed, they established a constitutional convention, and one of the issues that they put to people on that in the constitutional convention, 60 of whom were randomly chosen in order to be representative of the people, is do they think the issue of marriage for same-sex couples should be put to the people? And they voted overwhelmingly, and Ronan and I were both there, they voted overwhelmingly to say, yes, it ought to be put to the people. So this is the people deciding that it ought to go to the people. Secondly, I'd also like to address the issue of civil partnership only came in recently. Yes, that's true. But the reality is that we are not equal. Civil partnership does not provide equality under the Constitution. We still do not have equality of status, because civil partners are not considered to be family
Constitution. Can you explain that, Catherine Zappone? Because there was a point raised by the lady there in Mothers and Fathers Matter. She said we have a robust civil partnership bill. And the question is, why do we need to go that
extra step? One of the primary differences between civil partnership and marriage is that if anyone who becomes civil partnered is not considered to be family under our Constitution. Only if you marry do you achieve that the constitutional protections, rights, and status of being married. Civil partners do not have that, and things that come in the wake of that. There are still a number of differences between the civil partnership institution, which is established only for gay and lesbian people, and marriage, which is the cherished civil institution for people in our country. And that is why I am not equal unless I am allowed to have access to that.
And John, I guess what the other side would say is that this male-female pairing is a superior union. In the hierarchy of unions, it deserves its own special recognition because of that biological component. And we know, because Ronan has mentioned it there, and John.
In any society that has changes dramatically, family,
interrupted by a phone call.
Diversity of family. And what we are saying, and why I'm voting this, is that I want all people, including gay and lesbian people, to have the choice. It's really about choice. We're not trying to force anybody to do anything, but what we're saying to people is everybody should have a choice. And once you have a choice, well, then I believe we have an equal. And it's based on the principles of a republic as well, that we take into consideration minorities. And the reason we don't have an outcry or a huge amount of public activity around this referendum is that lots of people are unaware of the significance of it. And that's why a campaign is destined to raise awareness and to raise the significance of the outcome of a yes vote for those who are affected. And they are the young and gay and lesbian people.
And John mentioned the Republic. In a Republic, all citizens, Ronan, are born equal regardless of creed or sexual orientation. So why discriminate on the basis of somebody's ability to marry?
Because no child should be deprived of their equal right up front and in advance to be brought up by their father and mother, or at least a father and mother. You see, even the gentleman interviewed on the Vox Pop wasn't aware that civil partnership gives things like next of kin rights and so on. Rightly so. We can legislate to bring about the society that John and I want, and it's happening. It's a much better society where there is
love and acceptance.
Why not full
rights?
Because you are taking away children's rights in the way that
you're
doing it.
How are you detracting from your interpretation and version of marriage by giving full rights to another couple?
Can I just challenge you a little bit for a moment? You're pushing me with very hard questions that there are answers to. I think the media has been really not good in bringing to people's attention certain things. For example, I've heard so many times from people, they simply hadn't heard about cases like Joanna Rose, a woman who has perhaps hundreds of siblings that she never knew about through donor-assisted human reproduction. There would be a constitutional right to that in certain cases if this referendum goes through.
And then this is the child and family relationship bill, and we will discuss
it.
This in detail in part two, but I mean it has
but
to be said, unfortunately.
The media have not given people a chance to hear all about the implications. The government is interested in manipulating people, talking about this.
Well, leave out the government, because we have a special rapporteur, Geoffrey Shannon, on this, who has described the child and family relationships bill as the most important piece of child protection legislation since the foundation of the state.
There's a lot of good in it, and I know Geoffrey Shannon for over 20 years, and I've spoken to him several times about this, but there are problems in the Children and Family Relationships Bill which this constitution referendum will copper fasten. But the media has not challenged the government of why they're trying to manipulate people by putting marriage equality on the top of a ballot paper. The constitutional convention that Catherine talked about was a complete put-up job with married couples on it, former councillors. It was the political class.
Ronan is in the minority of that opinion. People pressing the no button will not stop. Unfortunately, his logic doesn't hold. If people press the no button, it is not going to stop various family types, including same-sex couples, from having children.
Okay.
And furthermore, his arguments are saying that I, as a lesbian woman, I ought not ever to have the right to have children. No one has the right to have children, that is true. Every, you know, to have a child is a gift. But I, in my earlier years, as well as in my older years, should be precluded from having children around me. That is the consequence of that argument. And instead, I am saying that I ought to be free to marry the person I love, to become family, and that then we will be equal under our constitution.
I have to take a break, but I do promise I will return to this subject because it is germane to Brian Dowling's report, which is coming up. And we'll continue this debate in just a moment or two.